follow me if you need somebody. Oh, somebody. Call my phone if you're feeling freaky. Oh, love me if you're feeling me, baby. Oh, oh, baby. I go dance for you if you're feeling funky. Oh,
chin chin.
Chin chin. Chin on chin. Our holly bobs.
It don't feel like a holiday though, does it? Like, it's constant. Like, we've been getting up early, filming content, going to bed late.
Yeah. So today is our last day here.
Yeah. We should book a couple more days off, shouldn't we?
We've got tonight, and then we're flying back home, aren't we?
Yeah. Anyways, guys, welcome back to the special episode of the Swing Up podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And we are here at Temptation Grand Meachie's. Ta-da!
Yes, in the Dominican Republic.
In the Dominican Republic, yeah. And we, this is going to be a special episode because we're going to show you what life is really like here. While just talking about our own experience.
Yeah, so there's two separate hotels, isn't there? There's Temptation Meachie's and then Temptation Grand Meachie's, and they're both next to each other. And we've actually managed to experience them both while we've been here.
Yeah, so Temptation reached out and they want more of a UK audience coming over here to this brand new resort. And they put us in Temptation Meachie's for two nights and then put us in this lovely house mansion
like apartment
thing. Yeah, like an apartment thing for three nights. But yeah, if you're looking to party, Temptation Meachie's is the one for you.
Yeah.
But if you're in the lifestyle and you want to be around other people in the lifestyle as well and get that premium feel of things, Grand Meachie's is definitely the one.
Yeah, Grand Meachie's is the more lifestyle friendly, isn't it?
Yeah. And,
yeah, so are we going to talk about where we're going to start?
Oh, gosh.
So we flew out on Saturday to, we flew out from London to Punta Cana. Oh, I've only had a sip of Prosecco. And it's about an hour and a half's drive from the airport, isn't it, with traffic.
Let me just kind of say, these roads to get to Meachie's are terrible. You get to a point and you kind of hit the countryside and it goes pitch black. And they have this thing where if you've got your headlights on facing another car, not full beams, normal headlights, they'll turn them off to not blind other drivers.
So you're driving completely in the pitch black.
But the guys know the roads really well, and I'm not being funny, but my arsehole was clinching the seat sometimes. So if you're going to get a transfer, go with like a premium company that know how to drive, because we just got some guy pickers up there.
It was really good, but yeah, the views coming into from Punta Cana to Meachie's, they are really nice. He told us a few backstories of like the mangoes and the farms, and so it was just nice to actually see the real Dominican Republic as well while we were driving to the resort.
Yeah, so then we kind of got here around about 7:30, 8 o'clock Dominican time. And one thing I can say about Temptation and being here, and I'm not going to be biased in what we're talking about here, because we've loved some things, but some other things we kind of go, it's not for us, and we're going to talk about it. We got greeted and the level of customer service here is phenomenal. I mean, it's probably one of the best services that we've ever experienced. We got dropped off by, was it the bellboys? They were there, luggage, straight to reception, welcomed it, and there was like no faffing about. Yeah, wicked. So we've just literally landed. It's red hot.
But it's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got Charlie the driver. Top G, big boss man driving this. So from the airport to get to the Temptations, it's an hour and a half to get there. So we're not going to bore you with like loads of footage and stuff.
No, we just said we're here, we're arrived,
and we're good heading, to go.
And we're going to show you the hotel soon.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Cool.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Bailey, you paid his tip.
Thank you.
Paid a tip, yeah.
Who's the owner of this?
Alright, us.
Me?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all of us, yeah.
Ah, but you are together, okay?
Yeah.
When you finish the checking, then you come back with me with those tickets.
Okay.
Okay? But now go with the lady to begin the process of the checking.
Thank you.
Cool. Gage, G-A-G-E, Olivia and Bailey.
We're here for how long? Are you here, guys?
Yeah.
We're here for 2 nights. He's here for 5 nights.
And then we're going to Grand Meech's for 3 nights afterwards.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And are you here for any celebration, birthday, anniversary?
No, we're here to actually film content. We've come from the original group to film for social media.
Okay.
To promote the hotel.
Oh, nice.
So I've got emails here. This is nice. This is a lot more than what I was expecting.
It's a lot bigger than I thought it was. When we pulled up, I was like, yeah,
it's huge.
A lot bigger. And then, like, obviously, Grand Meeches is right next door to Temptations. So. Good. Exciting to see what it looks like.
Hey, can we check in, please?
Need to get checked in.
Hey, I'll tell you something. We've seen some people here, mate. Hey. I can't judge you yet, though, because, like, she was... The receptionist was like, oh, you can have, you know, the concept here. I was like, I know the concept. She was like, it's everything your parents tell you not to do. So I was like, all right.
We're staying up late.
Drinking
fizzy pop and eating crisps.
That's getting a sugar rush.
Yeah, that's a good little photo. Look.
We've stopped holding hands quite a lot. We just need to start.
I see you 24/7, that's why. Sick of seeing you.
Epic fail. Pool, Bailey.
Bro, you see that sign there? Topless, optional pool. I know I'm spending my day tomorrow.
Cool in here. Oh,
look at this.
Where are we going? Oh my god.
Oh fucking hell. Look at this. Look at all this sprinting I can do. Look at this. Yeah, that is crazy. This is big. Yeah.
Oh.
There's so many rooms. There's another toilet there.
Oh, Gage.
Mate, look at this. This? I'm not being funny, you can get like 5-6 people in this.
Look. I made it through the room. You motherfucker.
Appreciate it, mate.
Thank you
very much.
Enjoy.
You, oh, did you get wet? No, we haven't.
Yeah. I don't know how to open it.
Yeah.
No.
Because what are you doing? Down and then. No way, boy. Look at this.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh. No.
Hey, oh, look at this.
Very nice.
This is sick. We could be like on here and then we could flip you up. Like on here, right there. Like, welcome. They basically give you a little rundown of what Temptation is. And they was like, it's a party hotel. That's what it is. And we was like, all right, cool. But I'm 31 now. I'm getting old. I'm getting a few grey hairs.
A few?
Fuck you. I could party for a day, but then I want to relax as well.
Mm.
And I think... or sort of a bad side of Temptation Meeches, which is a party side, is the music is constantly blaring.
You do sound like a dad now, don't you?
But I think it's the case of... Yeah. So Bailey has been staying over at Temptation, and the music's been blasting at like say 2-3 o'clock in the morning,
right,
and people
five.
Are still partying. What time did the music stop?
The music stops at the bash at 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Then everyone just comes down the corridors.
And everyone comes down the corridors, nailed and stuff. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning still. And
but if you say spent 4 days of constantly drinking, partying, talking to people, there's going to be a day or two where you go, do you know what, I just need my own time. And you don't want to be listening to party music when you try to relax.
Yeah, because I went tried to go for a nap and all I could hear was the boom boom, like the just the underground of the tones and things. But yeah, to be fair, I think I would have been better on the beach, heading to the beach for your naps.
Yeah, definitely. So we so we spent 2 nights and they give us this amazing room. You know, you walked in, it's got a bar, a lounge area, it's got a super king size bed. You could easily fit 6 to 8 people on there, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I really want a super king size bed.
I know
now
you
at
do,
home.
You freak. <I'm> like,
but the only bad thing about a super king size bed is like when you're actually in bed, I feel like there's too much distance between us, and I'm like, oh, I'll come back.
I'll have to get an Uber to come see you. Give you a kiss tonight.
But yeah, the room was really nice, and every bathroom, no matter even if it's an entry level room to the VIP rooms, basically, are more or less the same.
Hi, I'm Vista Hubby. Welcome to my crib.
I'm Vista Wife. Excuse the hair. Gage has just wet me in the shower.
So we've literally just got to Temptations now. There was like, you're in building 4, took us down this long corridor, and it just kind of went dead because it's like full of pinks and purples as you go down, and we got to this like creepy part. The door's on your right, so it was like, cool. We walk in, and this is what we've got.
Ooh.
We come through the door, got a little bathroom here. Just wet myself. Little lounge area, free apples. Sick. Hey, nice little touch as well, look at this.
A nice bath.
Look at this. Do you reckon the mind does taking this home? Should have brought a swing up one, replaced it. That'd have been quite cool.
So we've got a nice little bar here with some bar stools. You can make yourself a cocktail. Oh, we've got Prosecco in the fridge. I feel like I do not want to be on camera right now with my wet hair. I'm not going to lie.
You're fine.
I'm not fine.
Yeah, just what we've got in here.
Welcome to the bedroom. So you walk in, you've got a cook sofa there. You've got nice big TV. I'm going to say that's probably about 40 inch, but my measurement skills are off. King size bed. Big king size bed.
To be fair, I've just dived on it and now already got makeup on it.
You've already got makeup on it. Nice. But look at this. This is like little things like this, mate. Look, you just kind of close that. You open up, you've got like charging sockets here, all your lights, everything you need. And then follow this, look at this. Got a full walk-in size wardrobe.
Oh, and you've got some little hair straighteners in the bathroom.
Oh, this is amazing, yeah. So this is the bathroom from the ensuite. And
this is where I stood under here and Gage decided to,
to wet me.
To wet me.
But look at these sinks, like these sinks are absolutely, yeah, it's very well done, I think. Oh, look at the aircon units, they're massive. They are aircon units, aren't they? Yeah, I think it's Temptation is good for like that 4 day getaway. And what a lot of people do here is they'll do say 2 nights at Temptation and then come spend the rest of their holiday over at Grand Meeches. But the positives of Temptation, I was very surprised. You walk in and this place is huge.
Yeah, it's really big. I was really surprised.
I thought it'd be like a smallish like complex.
Yeah,
the scale of it.
Because the Temptation Meeches is basically like the same concept as the one in Cancun, the Temptation in Cancun, but because they've got all this land, they've managed to do like it on a bigger scale, which is really good. Like you've got your different options of room type. it is absolutely massive. Like, there's 6 blocks of rooms, isn't there, all like around the massive pool,
which is really fun. So speaking of the pool as well, the pool can get quite lively. You know, it's optional topless, and there's women walking around with their boobies out. The music's playing, so if you're in that mood, it's really, really fun. You know, like, there's loads of activities that, like, the party players are people that kind of get the party going and, like, do all the activities. It's all inclusive, so, you know, they come to you want a drink, and it feels like you've just been really well looked after. The pool, when they first built it, so we've got told this, and we was quite surprised. When they built the pool at the bottom, they put in the tiles, it was a mermaid, and this mermaid had her titties out. But when you flew over Temptations, you could see a mermaid with the titties, and the government or whoever the local mayor is was like, no, that is not it. So they've painted it black.
It's really weird, isn't it, to see a black pool.
So the pool looks a little strange, and the choice of pool designs is not our cup of tea, because you also have a quiet pool, and the tiles are yellow and green. So from a distance, it actually looks dirty.
Yeah.
It looks like a pond.
I think it's supposed to go with the, maybe look like a blue lagoon. I'm not too sure.
It looks like a dirty pond. The water is clean. The water is clean, but you look at it and it doesn't look too appetizing.
So we've tried to take a few pictures of that, and then we were like, no, scrap that.
Yeah, we did a TikTok video, didn't we? And we was like, this does not look appealing. And we have a guy called Gene that's been basically hosting us here. If we need anything, he's been booking our restaurants, you know, giving us like first class access to all these different areas. And I showed him and he was like, do not post that. Do not post that. And I was like, we're not going to bother. But the water is clean apart from that.
Yeah. So all in all, I did have a good time. But like you says, I'm 1 or 2 nights partying. If I've got a hangover, I don't want to be sat by the pool with the music blaring. But yeah, what about, because there is, how many restaurants is over
at
Temptations?
Oh, there's loads of restaurants. The food over at Temptations is okay. Don't forget, it's all inclusive, so you're not paying the premium prices for good quality food. You're getting food.
Yeah, so they've got a buffet.
A steak restaurant,
like a Japanese restaurant. And we should have
counted them all.
I think there's 6 over there.
Yeah, the place is freaking huge. Let's just say that. So we spent 2 nights, and as big as the complex is, you know, it's just there. The amenities, it's got a spa, it's got a full gym, it's got a games room.
Come on, we need to go to the spa.
We'll go to the spa, but me and you are rubbing this out later on. All right.
This is the spa menu, and this is beautiful over here. We have massages, fantasies, body treatments.
Fantasies?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not a massage. It's like touching all over the body with some toys.
Like scratching up and down your back. Bro, I beg her every night to scratch my back before I go to sleep. So, you are done now. I'm coming here and I can sleep peacefully. That's it. Couples massage, body treatments.
Yes.
Facials.
Yeah, they've got a lot of things, haven't they?
And that's the beauty salon. We have braids, nails.
You can get my hair braided.
No.
For you?
For me? It's not long enough yet, is it? I want to come back next year with longer hair. Give it a try. Cool. Can we have a look around? And is that okay? Yeah.
Ooh. It smells good in here.
It smells really nice.
That's it.
It's locked. Okay.
Well, it's cute.
Ooh.
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 Nice little treatment.
Liv, come sit down. Come sit down, Liv.
You're going to do my nails, are you?
So, yeah. You're thinking we could go with a red?
A red?
If you want. All right. And these are horrible nails.
They're horrible.
I'm going to fix these. I'm going to fix these. This is a magic stone we use for your nails, all right?
Yeah, it looks cute in here.
It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, you haven't put it back properly. You want there?
Put it there.
Don't mess with it. No, put that down.
What's down here?
Here's massage room.
Oh, massage rooms.
Oh, massage room.
You ever seen Crystal Maze? I feel like I'm in Crystal Maze. It's like rooms everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the massage rooms, yeah. I got lost then. Yeah.
It's like a little maze in there.
What have I just said?
I'd definitely get lost in here.
Promo for the swing hub.
Chic.
It's very calming in here, isn't it? Ooh.
Hey.
Hi. Wow.
This one's great.
This looks really good.
50 Shades of Grey. Vibe in here. Like if it were just me and you in here. If it were just me and you in here, Olivia, that's it.
It's a pleasure to have you here in our little spa.
Thank you.
How do you feel today?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, just had my nails done. So that's it. Yeah. I'm going to show you something quickly. Come over here. This is a massage room. There's no happy endings, but wait there. I'm going to come out with something. Step back. I've got cuffs, got everything, so if you just want to be like cuffed up and whipped, you can book it in. Crazy. Oh my god, it's like you're covering up a dead body. Rest in peace, babes. It's been good knowing you. Oh shit. Hey, if you see any sketchy shit going down, you make sure you say something, alright?
Yeah, she's really getting in there.
If you need anything, you ask somebody and it's just there for you. Mm. And, you know, if you're in your mid-20s and you want a party, that's a place to go if you want.
We've got
that.
A 24-hour bar.
We've got a 24-hour bar.
Well, they said 23 and a half hours. Yeah. They close it for half an hour to
They've
clean it.
They've got a knockoff Starbucks here. They've got an ice cream place.
We just had ice cream, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the coffee's good here. The food's okay. All that good stuff. But the day came where we had to move over to Grand Meech's. Now, if you look at Grand Meech's online, let me just say this. Fucking wow.
Yeah, the pictures do not do this place justice at all, do they?
This is truly phenomenal. Obviously, because Temptation have reached out to us, they've put us in the nicest of nicest accommodation.
I seriously wasn't expecting to be put in here at all. When they said, this is the room that you've got, and we were like, why?
Yeah, you can see in the background, you know, you come through the door here, we've got two floors. This room is massive, and we've got a balcony, a glass balcony, and the bed's right above us, with this massive bathroom and, like, double shower. But
then we've got a swim up pool as well.
Behind us, we've got a swim pool.
Jacuzzi.
We've got a jacuzzi on the balcony and a swim up pool. So it's really crazy. And I think what they've done is they've gone, these guys obviously are quite big on social media. Let's give them the best of the best. And that's what's really going to promote Temptation.
Yeah.
But we understand. And when we found out the price per night of this room here. This runs $2,000 a night.
$2,000.
$2,000 a night. And for me, that's just...
Because I think...
Unless you've got the money to do it, then yeah. But, you know, like, cost of living crisis at the moment. No one's going to run for 5 days and spend $2,000 just to be here for a week.
Yeah, I think because our flights are so long from the UK, maybe if you are from the US, Canada, which it's very heavily, like, I think we've been the only English people here, I'm not going to lie. But they can hop on a flight and they're like 2, 3, 4 hours away. So spending 3 nights here for a 4-hour flight is fine for them to do just like a long weekend here.
Yeah.
Whereas us from the US, us from the UK want to come over for a week.
Yeah.
And when you're paying $2,000 a night for a room, as lovely as it is, but like we've said, we don't need the space. Like...
No, we had a look around, so they was basically giving us all this, and we said, we want to see your entry-level rooms. And they was like, why? And I was like, because people from the UK are going to come over. Don't forget, the flights are expensive as it is, then if you're here for a week, that's
I'll add up.
That's 10 grand if you wanted one of these. Entry-level rooms are affordable. They work out, what is it, $400 a night?
Yeah.
But for your $400 a night, it is all-inclusive. And let me say this. We checked out the entry-level rooms at Grand Meach's, and they are gorgeous.
They're really nice.
Show them around.
You want me to show them around?
Oh, I'm in 5 minutes
now. So, yeah, you've got your bed. You've got your own little jacuzzi hot tub in the room. Very sexy.
Oh, there's a TV in the back.
There is a TV. I hope it's waterproof. Splashes. A little corner sofa. Well, not little, it's actually really big. And they are so comfy as well. And then go through to the bathroom. Oh, missed the walk-in wardrobe. There's the walk-in wardrobe there. Plenty of room for all your stuff. And the fully stocked fridge. And come into the bathroom, you've got your own little dressing area and your double sinks and the shower. It's very nice. Very nice.
And yeah, we'd have been very happy to stay there.
Yeah, also all your alcohol is all top shelf. It's not your cheap stuff as well, so you are, for the money, I think, the price point. The food's really good over here. You can also use all the amenities all over at the other hotel, the Temptation Meach's, if you stop at the Grand.
Yes.
So you could have the best of both worlds. You can go over there, have a party, like, let loose over there, and then come back over here, which a lot of people were doing, wasn't there? We were watching a show the other night, and then everybody went over to see the other show at Temptation, had a few drinks over there, and then all of a sudden a big group of them came back and used the jacuzzi so spas that, like, upstairs.
Yeah. So there's probably people screaming now going, can you play there? Is it really lifestyle friendly? And yes, it is. This is the deal with Temptation and our lifestyle. They don't want to basically say it's for swingers. They don't want you to say that. They will say things like it's sex positive. These areas, what was you going to say?
Yeah, I was like, obviously there's areas where you can be topless, and then there's two areas where you can be fully nude, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. But when we were having the tour, Jean was like, oh, let me show you the playroom. And I was like, the playroom as in... And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, you sneaky fuckers. That's something you don't advertise. Because it's not what they want to
promote as.
Because it's just a resort which is sexually positive.
Just lifestyle friendly.
At Grand Meach's, there is a show on at 9:30 every night. We came down for the show and the fucking place was dead. Like, there was no one about. So we said to the bartender, what's going on? And he went, oh, there's like an erotic show going on upstairs. There's a playroom around the corner, right? And we came up and there was a show in the club there.
Yeah.
And in that club, there's like a little secret door on the back and there's a playroom.
It was
it were dead.
It was dead, wasn't
we were
it?
Like, I thought this was like a lifestyle resort.
Yeah, so the club, like, we'd watched the show, like the erotic show, and then you had your white pants on and I kind of
I didn't shit myself, honestly. It looked like it, because what did you do?
I spilt my espresso martini. It's because it's in the martini glasses.
What do you mean?
I went to go clap and I just knocked the bottom and it was quite full.
She had a glass in hand and went
I was like that, trying to like hold the glass and clap, but it went on your white jeans.
Yeah, so we right on like... my arse cheek as well. And he was like, I'll just wash it out. I was like, no, this is staying now. I don't want people thinking I've shit myself. Alright, I'm not doing that story again.
Yeah, so we then decided after we finished watching the show, and then we went back to the room and you got your pants changed and I tried to wash it out and so you could put them back on, yeah. And it wasn't
so
happening.
We headed to the bar anyway. It was like, let's go to the bar, we'll see what the vibe is. We got speaking to some couples. We were saying we went to the playroom, dead. There was like, the party's not there. We was like, where's the party at? He went, it's the jacuzzi pool, this. He's like, people get in the nude and then this is where everybody meets. I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, because I think the club is really loud, isn't it? To talk to people. So when we went back up, didn't we? And it was completely dead and we were like, has everybody gone to bed?
Yeah, yeah. So we came in here and there's a small bar there. We had a few cocktails, spoke to a couple of people, didn't we? But the night just runs away and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
And we'd been up since,
we'd been getting up early to like film content around here for Grand Meaches.
And everybody knows I need a good 10 hours.
Yeah. So, we just called it a night, didn't we?
Yeah,
it was. We're back again tonight, though. We're going to...
Might have a nap.
Have a look.
Nap this afternoon.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. I'm good. We're only here for like two more nights, so may as well just... Leave it while we can. Enjoy it while we can. Should we show them the playroom quickly? I don't know if the camera's going to pick this up, but this is like the club, and you've got this sick floor, and it's like a mirror floor, you know, with like LEDs, and it looks like it's just like going to infinity.
Yeah, and this where the show was last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we were sat over there, and then they kind of did the show here, didn't they?
Yeah,
so
absolutely, yeah.
Really good show. I think like the dancers and the entertainment, they are like solid, because they do a show here. They do a show here and then they go over to Temptation on the other side, Meeches, and do another show. And then they do a show every night and it's all different. So they must know a good 7 hours worth of
choreography.
It's normally really dark in here, but the lights are on.
When we go to clubs, this is the sort of thing that we look for. Lots of clubs just make a makeshift bed and throw a mattress on there, but when you've got like stuff like this is it's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's done really well.
Yeah, but it was just dead last night, and it's
a shame.
It goes to waste. Yeah,
because it is really nice, really nicely done in here.
Yeah, but you have two TVs over there as well that play over 18 movies, let's say. but yeah, it's really, really nicely done. It's just a shame that it's not busy on a night, but I think it's just different cultures, because it's very American heavy here right now. Where we knew if we brought friends over here, people would be like, this is where we're partying tonight.
The host actually can come in from that area and they just fully stock the towels and they can't really see what's happening. So it is really private.
Yeah, you get your privacy, don't you?
You do get your privacy. And
yeah.
I think there's only one host like every night. There's not like a lot of people coming in and out like who work here, so.
Yeah, right, should we go promote this freaking hotel? Do some more stuffs.
We went to the playroom and I am super impressed with their quality. Like, it's not just mattresses on beds, is it?
You know when you go to some clubs and they've just got the mattresses and the sheets because it's just convenient to just change the sheets? Well, over here, it's premium stitched leather, really nice furniture. It's done really, really well. The only downside is it's fucking boiling in there as well. That's it. Like, it's really
hot. Is there no aircon in there?
I don't think there's any aircon in there. It's just kind of a room. But yeah, you can get a bit of a sweat on.
So they're like, I bet everybody's like, oh, so what's happened then if you've got a sweat on?
I don't kiss and tell. If you don't tell, you can tell.
So the age group is a lot older than us, but I suppose that's why we're out here to promote it. It is an amazing hotel and it is an amazing resort. I think we just need a lot more UK people coming over, a lot more younger generation. The younger generation, I think I've only seen maybe
a handful of them. But then I think it also comes down to, you know, you've got, right now, the hotel's around about 30% capacity because it's only been open for 4 months. But you have, like, once it's all generation, you're looking 40s, upwards at the moment. That's who we've come across.
I think Jean said it's probably like a 35, from 35.
From 35, yeah. And I think from the UK, you're going to get people, you know, that have in the 40s and they've got bank. And
so Gage is in heaven. He's being really awkward now. Oh!
I might have met a nice lady the other night. I don't know.
So Gage got to test the playrooms.
I got to test the playroom with somebody. I met a nice lady. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
But we yet need to try it out. Maybe tonight we'll try it out.
We can try it out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and you. But I think we're just enjoying the Super King beds right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we is are. Nice.
But honestly, I think Grand Meeches, the concept of it, is extraordinary. For all the people that are here, we've met one couple that's not in the lifestyle, but they come to Grand Meeches because they love the nudity, they love the openness of people in the lifestyle, they love how, you know, when we spent two nights at Temptation, we was there and no one was really
talking.
Until people, you've had a few drinks and then people start like, hey.
A lot of people stayed in their groups at the other hotel in Temptation Meeches. They all kind of came in a bigger group rather than just couples only kind of thing. And they all stayed in their own group. Whereas here, everybody's mingling, everybody's talking to everybody.
And it's not in a sexual way where they try to like hit on you. So for example, you obviously was tired the other day and you was like, I need a nap. I was like, I'm going to pretty much go out and sunbathe. And I was like, I'm, because it's only couples only. I sat on the sunbed and obviously the pool's there. I got a drink ordered and it got brought to me. But I didn't want to be that solo guy in the pool mingling because you're like, who's this? So I just kind of sat there. And then there were like a couple like saw me on my own. They was like, hey, do you want to come and join us? And I was like, if that's all right. I was like, I am here with my wife. She's asleep at the moment. They was like, no, that's cool. We've seen you around. Like, and I felt very welcomed.
Yeah.
Because all they want to do is get to know different people. And that's what swingers are like. They just want to talk to people and learn from other people. And
yeah, well, we've always said that. I've always said that people in the lifestyle, no matter where you are in the lifestyle, soft swap, full swap, just dipping your toe into it, you're all so open-minded and friendly and welcoming to everybody. And it's like such an amazing group of people, an amazing community. Mm-hmm. No matter where you're from. So obviously, like we says, a lot of people here are from the US, are from Canada. But it's the same. They're all the same. Really friendly, really welcoming.
And this is me. I'm not being biased towards it. I think it's a case of the level of premiumcy that you get here. It's luxury. Because every like the small details, like they've really looked into it. And you're like, yes. Like, this is what we need.
Yeah, and Gage probably won't talk about this, but the beach is fabulous. Like, it is amazing.
The beach is overrated.
Gage doesn't like the beach, so I think he's literally been down on the beach for like 5 minutes, if that.
You know what? Right. I can go anywhere here and not be hurt.
Be hurt?
Yeah, because the beach burnt my feet. So, why would you want to go on sand and burn your feet?
But if you are a lover of like...
Do you know when we were filming the other day? How fast were I sprinting around to get shots and trying to run into like different spots of shade?
So why is it your sandals off?
Because you look like... Mate, you're like a paedophile if you go on the beach with sandals.
I'm wearing my sandals.
You are wearing... Hey!
Nonce vibes.
But the beaches are white sand, the ocean is really nice and warm and clear, so.
Would you come back in a couple of years?
Yeah, I think I'd come back. I would probably say that I would stay here. This is more...
Grand Meeches.
Yeah. We said, like, this is more our vibe. This is a bit of us, isn't it?
I think people also compare it to, like, is it Desire Pearl in Cancun? And it's like they try to compare Cancun to Dominican. And even though Temptations is a replica of the one in Cancun, here is its total new concept. Mm-hmm. It's all individual, like, hotel room blocks, and it's like a little small village. It's not one building full of hotel rooms. It's really nice. It's got different segments, you know. It feels like you're in a village. You walk through, you've got a coffee shop, and you go through and you've got a restaurant, and then you go somewhere else and there's a store there.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people who have been here are comparing it to Desire, but Desire has been around for a long time, so obviously they're still ironing out a few kinks over here and making sure everything does run smoothly, but I can't complain.
No, I think the only complaint I've got about Grand Meech's, there's probably one complaint I've got. Where we're staying here, right there is a pool, and through the day, it's not as wild as Temptation over there. The music's not as loud, but you can still hear it, and they like to start on an early day over here.
And we don't.
But we don't. Like, so the music sometimes can wake you up. In this accommodation, you'll see it on the upcoming TikToks and Instagram Reels. When you go up the stairs, they've got massive frosted glass windows, and the light just fills this room. So when you're trying to have a light in,
Or a nap.
Mm-hmm. It's just bright daylight. There's no light escaping light to put into the dark. That's all I've got to say about this, like Grand Meech's.
Yeah. So naps on the beach if you need a nap.
You get sand up your butt and stuff. Stop doing that. It's creepy.
But overall, have you enjoyed your experience?
I have. I really, really have. I think it's always been one of them things. I think why Temptation also sent us out here is because when we was doing a Google search of when we was coming here, it's like you got Temptation Meech's, Temptation Grand Meech's, and you're like, what's the difference in that sense? For us, it was really confusing. And then when we got here, you was like, because it's not telling you that it's lifestyle orientated on this side. You just think Temptations over there is lifestyle oriented, but it's not. It's a party hotel. Is the swingers there? Yes, but you've got people that just want to party, people that are swingers, people that have just flown in for a weekend. You can't tell
You're back to
who's who.
Yeah, just the awkward conversations. Oh, you're in the lifestyle. The lifestyle, what's the lifestyle? Oh, yeah. Never mind.
But when you come to Grand Meech's, you have got a very, very high majority of people that are in the lifestyle.
I'd say 85-90%.
90% of people here are in the lifestyle, and you get the odd couple that are just here because they like being naked and they just love people in the lifestyle, even though they don't play with anyone else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think overall, banging time. That's it. Banging time.
But obviously, like, we'll answer everybody's questions and things like that, and how to book, and if you've got any questions, and just messages on
absolutely.
So social media.
What we'll do is, in the YouTube description, we will put a link for a packaged holiday to Temptation Meech's, and another link for a packaged holiday, which is all at all protected here at Grand Meech's. So we can do that. Yeah. Because they're like, put links in. But we don't like to kind of go, buy, oversell, because people have a genuine interest and lose interest when you try and go, book, and oversell it. So we'll put one in the link. It's your choice if you want to come. I don't think you'll regret it if you do, though.
No, I do think my thing is I wouldn't come for more than a week.
A week is just
I think a week's
right.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it's always good to fly in back end of the week, because what happens is you've got the crowd coming for the weekend, which then go home, and then you've got a new crowd coming from the start of the week for their holiday. Yeah, so kind of get a mix of two crowds.
Have a weekend. Make sure you've got a weekend trip in it. So, because we flew out on the Saturday, we kind of missed the Thursday, Friday crowd, and we're going home on a Thursday, so we're kind of missing the full weekend again. So I definitely make sure you book it with a weekend, some kind of involved. And
but yeah, apart from that, it's all good. Are we wrapping this baby up?
Wrapping this baby up.
Yeah.
Let's go. Oh, we've got a massage booked in literally like a couple.
There's no happy ending. I know what you're
thinking. In half an hour, so we're having a couple's massage. So we, yeah, let's wrap it up. Yeah. I want my fajitas before we go there.
Yeah, she's addicted to fajita. What, Bailey, what is she?
A taco slut.
You're a taco slut.
I am a taco slut.
That's whoop, it, yeah. Whoop. But guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. I hope you've really enjoyed it. We've definitely enjoyed it being here. If you are on Instagram, please follow us at Swing Hub App. And if you're on Twitter, please follow us on Swing Hub App.
Yeah.
All good?
We will see you all soon when we're back in England.
Peace.
Call on me if you need somebody.
Somebody, somebody.
When me too bad feeling lonely.
Too bad feeling lonely.
Love me if you feel me, baby.
Oh, baby, oh, baby.